This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, what's next?
Okay. We need to really have a think about what it means at this time to be a Christian and to do what Jesus would have done, because that's what we're called on this earth to do. And what you need to do, what everybody, every one of us needs to do this, is go and study the life of Jesus Christ. Get a hold of a Bible, study the life of Jesus Christ, and begin to just walk in his shoes, walk in his footsteps. Okay? And you'll find that if you walk like that, you will have the most amazing life that you had ever thought that you could possibly have. And you'll probably find that you end up living quite a bit of your life out in the middle of nowhere. But guess what? Jesus Christ, when he was walking on this earth, spent his life walking out in the middle of nowhere. You know? He spent his life with fishermen. He spent his life being a carpenter. He spent his life traveling the world. And the Indians from India have a story that Jesus traveled when he was a young man at the age of 18, that he walked from Israel to India, to the Himalayas, and he lived for quite a time, for many, many years, in Shambhala or Shangri-La, which is a city in India in the Himalayas. It hasn't been found. The Himalayas is a big place, by the way. So, but the city, the ancient city of Shambhala or Shangri-La has not been found, but it was a city of temples. And Jesus was there, and at the age of, he arrived when he was 18 years old, and he left when he was 30. And once, you know, the reason why he left was that he managed to anger the priests in the temple at Shangri-La to such a degree that they wanted to kill him. But they woke up one morning and he simply was not there. And nobody could figure out where he'd gone. By the way, if you want to walk in Jesus' shoes, you are going to make people angry. That comes with the territory, because people don't like things showing up. And when you are living the sort of life that God and Jesus would have you to live, you're going to show people up. And you're going to make them angry, and you're going to tell the truth, but that doesn't mean that you should be stupid about it, because if you look at the life of Jesus Christ in the Bible, he was so wise, and just everything that he said was just absolutely, as we would say it, it was so much on the money. It was just perfect. Sometimes he actually did pay his taxes. And then he'd turn around and say, because one of his disciples said to him privately, I think it was St. Peter said to him privately, but Lord, should we pay taxes? And he, to St. Peter privately, he said, well, it's like this. you've got a nation that you've conquered, and then you've got the sons, who would normally pay the tax, the sons or the conquered nation? And Peter said, oh, the conquered nation is the one who pays taxes. And then Jesus said, well, the sons are free. And then he said, but live as free men. That's what we have to do. But then he turned around and said to Peter, but we don't want to make these people angry. So then he gave him the instruction that Peter was a fisherman, that he should go out and he should go fishing. And when he went fishing, then he put his line in the water and pulled up a fish out of the sea. And in the fish's mouth was a gold coin. And he used the gold coin to pay his taxes. This is the sort of life that you get to live when you are doing your best to follow God's will for your life. And it's not an easy path. It's a straight and narrow path because, you know, of all the people in the world, just about nobody out there is saying this stuff to say to people, you've got to walk the straight and the narrow path that God has prepared for you. And everybody's path is going to be different, but they're all going to be pointed at heaven. Okay? And one of the only people out there in the public sphere who is saying this stuff is Dr. Jordan Peterson. And he recently did a series of lectures on biblical topics, mostly from the Old Testament, from the book of Genesis. And he said, you've got order on the one side and you've got chaos on the other side, and you have to walk that straight and narrow path between order and chaos, because you can't have a life full of chaos. But if you have a life that has too much order, it becomes tyranny, and you've got to find that sweet spot in the middle, which is the straight and narrow path. And it takes a lifetime, often takes a lifetime, to figure out that straight and narrow path. And while you're working it out, you'll veer off into the chaos and you'll realize, hey, well, this is not good. And so you've got to learn to steer yourself back, but not so far towards order that everything becomes tyranny. Because, you know, if you can't sort absolutely everything out, is the thing. You can't have 100% order in your life, because some curveball is going to happen. If you think you've got all your ducks in a row, a curveball is just around the corner and you can be absolutely guaranteed of it. Okay? So you have to have enough flexibility in your life to deal with the unexpected, but not so much flexibility that everything is just a shambles. And if you can find that sweet spot, that's the straight and narrow path, and that is walking in God's path for your life. And like I said, everybody's path is going to be different. Dr. Shealy, for instance, is walking on God's path for his life to be a master physician, okay? And I'm walking on God's path for my life to be a farmer and a radio broadcaster. And I thought I was going to be an environmental scientist, but the scientific knowledge has been mostly put to a more practical bent than just being a pure scientist, because I found out that most of the environmental scientists are just working for a paycheck and just sign off on the dotted line, and I wasn't happy to do that. But this is it. You've got to realize that there is a path there, and it's probably what you've been doing all along anyway. You know, it's probably not going to be anything radically different, although it could be. You know, because Jesus Christ started out being a carpenter, and then at some point, he heard his father, God, speaking to him, and then he decided, I'd better go and do something different here. I've got a bit of a different calling than just, you know, joining bits of wood together. It could be something completely different, but probably it's not going to be. Probably it's going to have some connection with what you are already doing. You know, it's, this is it. You've got to, well, like I say, you've got to walk that straight and narrow path. And when you do, you'll find that everything just falls into place. And you'll find that you have the most amazing life, that you lead the most amazing adventures. And yet, you know, ultimately you'll probably end up living out in the middle of nowhere. You'll probably end up, being a farmer or being a carpenter or doing something practical like that, because you'll find that, you know, these are the people who make the world, the farmers, the carpenters, the engineers, the mechanics.
You know what's interesting? What's interesting about what you're saying, Gwyneth, is that Jesus wants to walk us, wants us to walk the straight and narrow, do the right thing. At the same time, we're being hoodwinked by every major corporation I can think of. Now, of course, I mentioned Volkswagen was involved in this scandal, but they're not alone. Mercedes-Benz, BMW, and Audi, all German manufacturers of automobiles, have done the same kind of cheating. Okay, so it's not just Volkswagen. It's all the German automobile manufacturers, the major ones. And then if you go to American ice cream, it's the same thing. Ice cream used to be sold by the half a gallon. That was the standard size. That's 128 ounces in a gallon. 64 ounces is a half a gallon. So ice cream used to be sold in a 64-ounce size. Then around the early 2000s, ice cream became the new improved 56-ounce size, which is 12.5% smaller. And now it's going to 48 ounces. So it went from 64 to 56 to 48. 48 ounces is 8.5% less than 56 ounces. But the price is staying the same. So that's because manufacturers have figured out that people are sensitive to price more than they are sensitive to size or amount. Okay? So if you look at Dial soap used to be 5 ounces. Then they reshaped it. They took a scoop out of it and they made it 4 ounces. 4 ounces is 20% less than 5 ounces. Then they reduced the 4 ounce size by another 20% and made it 3.2 ounces. So it's the same kind of thing. Hershey's is repackaging. And what they're doing is they are figuring out that if they take a bag of M&Ms, for example, and then divide it into little tiny packets, and they'll call it like, you know, fun size, that they can put maybe 8 or 10 M&Ms or maybe 12 into a little packet, and people will look at a bag of packets of M&Ms and say, "Wow, that's a big bag." But they forget that most of it's air. So, companies are hoodwinking their customers. And what we're seeing is that because costs are going up to the manufacturers, they are figuring out different ways of passing those costs even higher onto us. And when we come back, I'll tell you a little bit more about it. Like, peanut butter used to be 16 ounces compared to now 15 ounces. And we'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and antiparasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's going to be sliding. What are today's hot? Why are you God, you're take my... When you go to the DC, for 2 seconds, start.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
So they say that inflation is about 4.2%. Well, I don't think the inflation numbers take into account the smaller size. So, for example, Hefty trash bags, the mega pack used to be 90 bags. Now it's 80 bags. Same price. Same price for 80 that used to be 90. That's a big price difference. Hershey's dark chocolate kisses used to be in the 18-ounce pack. Now they're 16-ounce and they're same price, but they changed the packaging. Okay? But the contents went from 18 ounces to 16 ounces. Cans of tuna fish, cans of tomato, and orange juice are now smaller sizes, but the price has stayed the same. Walmart, the Chinese factory outlet, had their great value paper towels. They used to be 168 sheets in a roll. Now they're 120 sheets, same price. So that's a 30% drop in product amount. So what I'm saying is that, you know, we want to walk the straight and narrow. We want to do the right thing. We want to be honest. And at the same time, corporations are fleecing us because they think that we're not smart enough to know the difference between 64 ounces, 56 ounces, and 48 ounces. They don't think we're smart enough to realize that a roll of paper towels went from 168 sheets to 120 sheets. They don't think that we realize that the can of tuna has less contents in it than it used to, and that our dog food and cat food package size keeps changing while the price remains the same. And then the government can say, well, listen, inflation is not that bad. It's only 4.2%. But I don't think they're taking into account like the 30% drop in the contents of some of these packages. And they're not all 30%. Some might be only, you know, 8.5%. But the bottom line is the packages, the contents of packages are getting smaller. The contents are getting smaller. Pretty soon we'll be buying gasoline by the ounce. Yes, please continue.
Well, Jesus Christ said it. He said, woe to you when your measure is small and your shekel is large. A shekel is actually still the currency in Israel. So that's their equivalent of the dollar. So he's saying, woe to you when your measure is small and your dollar is large. When you're paying a large amount of money for a small amount of product, he said, woe to you. And when Jesus said that word, woe, he really, really means it. He says, this is when you're in big trouble, when you have a lot of dollars to only buy a small amount of product. It's not a new problem. And he, you know, the Bible calls it fraud. He said, have honest weights and honest measures. That's what it says in the Torah, in the Old Testament. It says, you know, keep honest weights and measures. Keep an honest currency, you know. This is it. But people, the thing is, if you or I were running the show, there would be honest weights and honest measures, and people would be required to do their trade in a proper, fair, and just manner and produce a quality product. And we would not really put up with poor quality products. We would not put up with poor quality services. And we would just take our money elsewhere. And we would say, that guy over there, he is not a good tradesman. Don't spend your money with him. You're going to regret it if you do.
I've mentioned on...
If we were running the show, that's how things would be.
I've mentioned on this broadcast that I don't like to throw things away. So I'm a pack rat. And I was looking through some nails. And I bought a package of nails many years ago. And they came in one-pound little boxes with a clear window, a plastic window, so you could see what kind of nails were in. It was 59 cents for a pound of nails. I decided to look up on the Internet... finishing nails, nails that you would nail molding onto the floor or trim around a window, or if you're going to build a bookcase, you would use these kind of nails. So I have them, and I've kept them. And I looked up, you know, one-pound finishing nails, six-penny finishing nails. And they're $6. $6 for a little one-pound package of nails at Lowe's. I was stunned. How did that happen? I haven't bought nails in years, but I remember that my dad, when he was building a house in 1950, he built the whole house and he bought a keg of nails. They used to come in a wooden keg, like a barrel. And I'll bet you the whole keg wasn't more than $15 for 50 pounds of nails. We'll be right back.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is issuing a disaster declaration at the state's southern border to augment additional resources to efforts addressing the humanitarian crisis at the border. This as new video shows smugglers abandoning a five-year-old alone at the Texas border. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan believes the administration is not doing enough to secure the border.
I mean, they created this mess. It's almost as if it's intentional because the undated Trump policies. The president won't go to the border. The vice president won't go to the border. When Secretary Mayorkas went to the border, he wouldn't let the press in the facility. So it's like they want to stick their head in the sand and hope the country doesn't notice.
President Biden set to deliver remarks on Wednesday from the White House regarding the latest efforts in the nation's fight against the coronavirus pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Senator Ted Cruz of Texas is ripping the U.S. Army on social media for a new ad calling them woke and emasculated. The Texas Republican retweeting a video comparing a Russian military ad featuring muscle-bound men shooting rifles centering on a female soldier with two moms. Cruz also telling Fox News,
"The men and women of our military, our soldiers and sailors and airmen and Marines, are the toughest, most ferocious and effective fighting force on the face of the planet. They are the reason we are free. They are the reason we have our rights. And what we're saying is we're seeing Democratic politicians and these woke lefty bureaucrats and lefty media reporters trying to destroy the American military, trying to turn it into, frankly, a bunch of pansies."
Reacting to Cruz's comments, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on CNN.
"It is not too soft. It will never be too soft. I think our adversaries would like to capitalize on talking points like that, or the Chinese, the Russians, I welcome them to do that, because what this department, what Lloyd Austin is focused on is the defense of our nation."
NASCAR announcing on Tuesday that the Phoenix Raceway will once again host the NASCAR Championship weekend, November 4th through the 6th, 2022. This will be the third straight year the Phoenix Raceway has hosted the championship finale. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and she's sharing her thoughts. Gwyneth, when do you think the people will absolutely have had it and react in a dangerous way? Do you have any thoughts on that?
I don't know. I think that...
I don't either.
Basically, I think that people are going to keep on trying to go along to get along. until it kills them. And I think that about 90, from what I'm hearing from the Holy Spirit, I believe it's from the Holy Spirit, is that about 90% of the population is going to die before this is over. And their own stupidity is going to kill them, because they're going to say, oh, well, yeah, we'll just get this injection that we don't know what it is. And, oh, by the way, this is probably going to, you know, mean that this can't be posted on YouTube again. So this is just a warning here. But, you know, that people are going to say, oh, yeah, well, we'll just get this injection that, you know, we don't know what's in it. And, you know, everybody's dropping dead from getting it. But, yeah, we'll just go and get it. And then we'll be able to go back to school and go back to the taverns and the hotels and sporting events and concerts and all the rest of it. And we'll be good little people. No, you won't be good little people. You'll be dead little people. And once again, Jesus said,
interesting that you say that.
Yeah, they won't be good little people. They'll be
interesting you say
people.
That.
Yeah.
When I used to have the meetups in Springfield, Missouri, there was a guy who said, I would let people have an opportunity to come to the microphone if they wanted to share some of their views and opinions and thoughts and news updates, etc. I would pass the microphone around and let people say whatever they wanted to say, as long as it was polite. Okay? And one guy said, I just go along to get along. I thought, you got to be kidding me. He goes along to get along? That means that he's willing to be run over by the machine? I found that foreign, extremely foreign. And one person said, what we should do is, start wearing holsters for pistols and revolvers, and start wearing them and carrying them around in open view in the city, like Springfield, Missouri. A holster. Nothing in the holster, just a holster. And I thought, that's crazy. Because what are you going to do with an empty holster? And frankly, class, when I carry, I don't use a holster. I just tuck that pistol in between my shirt and the inside of my pants. And my jeans are tight enough to hold it right in place. Now, it won't work for a revolver, but it works for a pistol, like a .45. And it works just fine for me. Some people call that Mexican carry. I'm not sure why they do that, not why it's called Mexican carry, but I'm not disparaging anybody. I just think it's the best way to go. So if it's the Mexican carry, that's fine with me. That's what I do. So I'm not going to go along to get along, if I think it's wrong. I'm just not going to do it. I'm going to resist. Just like when it comes time to fill out tax forms and they say under penalty of perjury, you say this is true. I don't know if it's true, so I'm not going to agree to that. So I cross that part out, the part where it says I agree that this is correct, because I don't know if it's correct. And when they ask me how many animals I have, I don't know. I really don't know, because it changes. It changes day to day, and I don't know, and I'm not going to count for them. I'm not going to spend my time counting everything that we have so that we can report it to the machine. I'm not going to do it. So I cross that part off where it says, I agree that under penalty of perjury, you can all come beat me up if I'm wrong. Why would I do that? I'm not going to do that. I guess I'm the only guy that doesn't agree to be beat up if I make a mistake. Government makes mistakes all the time. They can't figure it out. Whatever it is, they can't figure it out. They keep making mistakes. They're in the business of serial mistakes, the government. We have a bunch of incompetent, me-first, narcissistic people running the show. And in business, they are trying to figure out what is another way that we can fleece the flock. Let's sell bacon and make 12 ounces the new pound. If you ask a child in school, how many ounces in a pound? How many ounces in a gallon? How many ounces in a quart? How many ounces in a pint? How many pints in a quart? They don't know. How is that possible they don't know? It's possible because the government doesn't want them to know. And if you want proof, just say, how far is it from here to there, wherever there is? They don't know. Children don't know. They don't know how to estimate. And if we ever have a war, how would that work? How far is the enemy? Well, they're over there. Okay, where is that? Well, they're over there, you know, over there. Is that like a mile? Is that a half a mile? Is it 2 miles? How far is it? Oh, no. That's where we're headed. By design. But yet, we teach feel-good stuff. You know, everybody gets a trophy. It's idiotic. Gwyneth?
Yeah, that's the truth of it. You know, it's, once again, Jesus Christ said it right. He said everything right, you know. If you study his life and live like he lived, then you'll prosper on this earth. I don't know, maybe you will spend your life making cabinets, you know. I'm sure that Jesus was a very fine cabinet maker. I'm sure that he was. But it's like you've got to, yeah, as you say, at the beginning of your broadcast, honesty and integrity, and the rest is up to you. This is it. If everybody lived their lives with honesty and integrity, this world would not have any problems at all. It absolutely would not have even one little problem, because everybody would get up in the morning, they'd mind their own business, they'd work hard, doing what they were meant to do on this earth. Nobody would have to hold a stick over anybody to get them to go to work, because everybody would find their little niche and they would do it. And nobody's niche would be standing around, you know, making sure that everybody's plates were in order, meaning everybody's automobile registrations were in order. That would not even be a job, because that's called extortion. Nobody would be operating extortion rackets, and 99.9% of the government would go away because it would simply be unnecessary. And I think that a lot of this government stuff, that they make problems themselves so that they can step in and be the saviors and run all of our lives for us and hoodwink and bushwhack 99.99% of the people into thinking that they could not possibly live without the government. Oh, my gosh, what are we going to do if the government goes away? What are we going to do if there's no more police? Well, it's simple. Do what I'm sure Vincent does. Do what I do. If somebody comes here ever thinking that they are going to rob this place, they are going to have to deal with not just the dogs. They're going to have to deal with the owner. I should put a sign up on my fence saying, never mind the dogs, beware of the owner. You see that on people's fences sometimes. You know, I should put a sign like that on my fence. I've got a sign on my fence that says, no trespassing, $10,000 fine per offense. You know, and it's like this. A few times I've had police actually pull up to my gate. They get out, they read the sign, and lately they've been standing at the gate. You know, the last time they showed up was January of this year, you know, to hand me another fraudulent court order that was without basis in law. Yeah, it's just absolutely disgusting. But, you know, this is it. You've got to just live as God wants you to live. Do the right thing. Mind your own business. Work at whatever work that God has given you to do. If you're a gardener, gardeners are very important. Even if you're a landscape gardener and you don't grow a single potato or carrot or onion or whatever, okay? I'm a gardener. I grow carrots and potatoes. Actually, you know, carrots and potatoes, maybe not so much at the moment, but prickly pears, apples, all sorts of things, you know. But if you're a landscape gardener, I own canna lilies, got hundreds and hundreds of canna lilies. But if you're a landscape gardener, the world needs beautiful landscapes, and they do not just appear on their own. If you're a landscape gardener and you make beautiful landscapes, that's a very fine job, and heads up to you. You'd be the best landscape gardener ever. If you're a mother and you just spend your life giving bottles and changing nappies, you know, and then next year comes along and there's another baby comes along, and then just as the one child is growing up, learning to walk, learning to talk, getting a bit of independence, you've got another baby. You might have 10 children. That's an excellent, excellent, excellent way to spend your life. I wish that I had 10 children. You know, my husband had 10 children and I got two of them. But, you know, that's a whole nother story. But
Gwyneth, you mentioned something.
Whatever you do, you've got to do it properly, and you've got to do it as unto God.
You mentioned something very interesting, and you mentioned a sign for your farm, and I posted on the internet that there's a $10,000 fine for throwing trash on our farm. Now, we live on a dirt road, and there's some despicable people who think it's necessary to throw their beer bottles out the window and over the fence into our pasture where our cows are. And it makes me angry because I have to go pick them up. Why? Because the cows can break the bottles and they can cut their legs. They can get hurt because of the carelessness and stupidity of people that drive up and down our dirt road. Now, the road ends 5 feet from our fence. So it's a real easy throw out the window, throwing a beer bottle over our barbed wire fence where our cows are. And the cows eat grass up to the fence and a little bit under the fence. That's what they do. All cows do that. And so I posted on the internet, there's a $10,000 fine by me for people who throw trash on bottles, etc., cans, on our farm. And $1 million fine if space junk lands on our farm. $1 million. I'll tell you what happened when I come back.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all things. forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, you all know how when the government wants to change a rule, they just post it on the internet. And you have to go find it. So if you don't know that something is against the law, well, they say, the government says, ignorance is no excuse. So because they publish their information and you have to go find it, I figured that I could do the same thing with fines for doing harmful things to our property, like throwing bottles and trash over the fence, you know, where our cows can eat it and get sick, you know, like balloon strings and things like that. So it's a $10,000 fine, and I posted that on the internet for throwing trash on our farm, and $1 million if it's space junk, because I don't want radioactive space junk landing on our farm. And if it does land there, what would the government do? Well, you can't touch it. You can't go to that field. You can't use that field. You can't go near it. They'd rope it off. They'd prevent me from using my farm, maybe even my house. So I figure, what's that worth to me? Well, it'd be $1 million. And that's not enough. But anyway, so I was on stage running for the board of directors one of those four times over the years at Laclede Electric. And one of the guys running for re-election said, you know, you go to Mr. Finelli's website and it says that, you know, it's $10,000 fine for throwing trash on his farm and $1 million for space junk. How about a little civility, Mr. Finelli? So they painted me out to be a bad guy because I don't want people throwing trash on our farm, and I think people should be responsible. So what happens? This generally dumb public audience agrees with this guy running for re-election that I'm out of my mind having a fine of $10,000 for throwing stuff on our farm. This thing is upside down, twisted, backwards, inverted, and that's what's wrong with this world. People are stupid and nuts and crazy.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, it's like this. Going back to, I know we keep going back to reincarnation, but this is sort of like, it's an archetype, it's a metaphor, okay? That in your past life, you were John Parker, and you were saying, the red coats are coming, the red coats are coming, get ready, the red coats are coming, right? And
well,
many people listened to you.
Nobody did.
You felt that nobody listened to you, but there were one or two people who did. Nobody knows about John Parker unless you're in the U.S. Army Reserves. Then you know all about John Parker, or unless you're a U.S. history buff. Then you know about John Parker, you know. If there had been no John Parker, there would have been no Paul Revere. If there had been no John Parker, there would have been no George Washington. There wouldn't have been an American War of Independence if it hadn't been for John Parker. It had to start from somewhere, and it started with you in that life. That's the truth of it. You know, you may have felt like nobody was listening to you, but in reality, you were the one who was ringing that alarm bell first. And I think that a lot of credit has to be given where it's due, because Paul Revere might not have realized that something was wrong unless he'd heard you, John Parker, in that life. Say, listen, the red coats are coming, the red coats are coming, get ready, get ready, get ready. You know, this is it. So, and, you know, in my past life, I was in a civil war too. I was in the English Civil War. But, you know, I was just about maintaining my own estate, keeping my own estate together. I was Lady Catherine Ferrers, and I was, you know, I was not a particularly good person. I was a pretty wicked person in that life. But I did care about my own household, my own estate, my own servants, you know. And because of that, you know, when I died in that life, my own servants actually buried me, because I did my best, even though it was chaotic times, and even though, you know, I really didn't know what else to do other than to just try and maintain my own estate. And the funny thing is, in this life, although I'm not a highway robber, I feel that the only thing that I can do in this life is maintain my own estate. Isn't that a funny thing? That we find ourselves going back on the same path over and over and over again. That, you know, here you are in this life and you're feeling as if you're saying, get ready, the red coats are coming. And here I am thinking that all I can ever hope to do, because the situation's pretty hopeless and I can't, it would be like trying to throw rocks into the sea to change the tide. I can't change the political circumstances where I am, but what I can do is maintain my own estate and instruct other people to do likewise. And I think that that's got to be the theme of the broadcast today, Vincent. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, class, if you want to see who Gwyneth thinks that I am, John Parker, Captain John Parker of Lexington, and just type in John Parker Monument, and you'll find it. I even dress like him. Gwenna, thanks so much.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.